Good morning. Congress has a long list of issues besides the confirmation hearings it's continuing to tackle today, from the bailout package to the Obama stimulus package to the nomination hearing of Eric Holder to the office of the Attorney General. Todd Zwillick, reporter from Capital News Connection, joins us this morning in our studio, and he will be with us for the entire hour. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's talk about Eric Holder first. Now, he's the former Deputy Attorney General under Clinton. He's facing confirmation hearings today, and it's clear that Republicans have some very tough questions for him.
They will have some tough questions for him. And in the broader context, you know, with the other Obama cabinet nominees have had basically a cakewalk so far. There hasn't been a lot of opposition. And before a lot of the questions around Holder started to solidify, it became clear that this was the nomination where the Republicans were going to show some backbone against Obama. Not necessarily against Obama, but in the cabinet nominees. They want to show that they're relevant. They also do have some legitimate problems with Holder. Those are going to come out in the hearing today about his role in everything from the Elian Gonzalez imbroglio, remember that way back when, to Waco, Texas and the Branch Davidians, to controversial Clinton pardons of Mark Rich and others. It's all going to come out.
So they're looking very closely at not only his record during the Clinton era, but also at what he's done since he left office, right? Some of the relationships that he has given the law firm that he has been working for.
His relationships with corporate clients, how he represented them and whether that bled into his judgment. These things are all going to come out. Nobody has said that they expect Holder to be defeated. That remains to be seen, but nobody said that. But they're certainly going to give him a once-over. They're going to get on TV and they're going to make headlines with it.
And also on the docket today is the bailout of the financial industry. It appears that President-elect Obama is finding it a bit harder than he thought to get Congress to release that second half of the $700 billion package.
Well, we'll see tonight how hard it is. President-elect Obama or President Bush is going to have veto power over this vote on whether or not to let the TARP, the financial bailout bill, go. So ultimately, they hold the final card. But Congress's vote is going to be very important. It's going to be a gauge of support and a gauge of support for what they expect from the administration in terms of changing the rules about where this money's spent.
And there's also some real concerns about how it's being spent. And that seems to be a big reason why it's being held up, or really he's facing some opposition.
There's concern all over the map. There's concern amongst Democrats. There's concern amongst Republicans, conservative and moderate. There's no question about it. The House is going to have a vote today on changing the rules for the TARP, which is kind of a pro forma exercise because the Senate's not going to touch it. So this is laying down the sense of the House about how the money should be spent. The Senate won't legislate. So we're looking at some kind of agreement. Senate Republicans want the president-elect or one of his proxies to get on television and say, this is what we've agreed to, and we'll see how that plays out.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.